Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Baba Basra, Daf Lamed Vav, Baba Basra 36. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara begins by discussing something from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah had taught us that when it comes to an Eved, a slave, the person's ownership over the slave, even if they don't have a contract, can be established with a chazakah, with a claim that they've had the slave in their possession for 3 years, for three complete years. And so our Gemara is going to analyze this statement. Now, before we go into the analysis, I want to just say at the outset, of course, slavery, it goes without saying, is repugnant and horrific, and I cannot imagine anything more repugnant and horrific to do to a person than to enslave them. But it is a fact that it existed in the ancient world, and so therefore, since it existed in the ancient world as part of property, our Talmud is therefore discussing it, and the legal ramifications of asserting a claim to a slave. So the Gemara discusses, how can one have a claim to have a chazakah, to have had the slave in their possession for 3 years? How can we say that this type of claim of having had the slave in your possession for 3 years makes any sense? But don't we say, doesn't Reish Lakish say that a godros ein lahen chazakah? The Gemara says maybe we should compare the status of a slave to the status of a type of animal which wanders around, and we assume that if, let's say, a sheep or a goat wanders into somebody else's property, that such a sheep or goat that is found on somebody else's property, we cannot assume that the person who now has that animal in their possession has a valid claim. And the reason is because the sheep or goat can just walk in there, and so therefore a person is not believed by virtue of the fact that they have the sheep or goat in their possession. He's not necessarily believed that he purchased it, because the ma'arer, the one who is making the claim, can always say, yeah, of course the sheep or goat is in your own possession. And normally by a movable object, if you just have something in your possession, it's yours. But here we say the sheep or goat just wandered in. So why can't we assert the same logic by a slave and say that the reason why the slave is in your possession is because it just walked over to you? And slave, like a sheep or a goat, a slave is a movable thing and can move around and walk into your domain. So Rava answers the question that's raised from Reish Lakish's statement and says, "Amar Rava, ein lahen chazaka la'alter, aval yesh lahen chazaka la'achar gimel shanim." Yes, indeed, a sheep or a goat does not have a chazaka. It doesn't have this claim of because it's in your domain, therefore it's yours, if it's immediately there, meaning to say just because you have it there today. But if you had it in your possession for 3 years, then in fact, yes, it would be the case. And would certainly be the case that you are entitled to claim that from the fact that it's in your possession for 3 years, it's clearly therefore yours. And so too by an Eved, if this slave is in your possession for 3 years, you can assert that it's most likely yours, and therefore it's the equivalent of a valid claim. So that is what Rava says, and that is how we answer the question from Reish Lakish. But then Rava comes along, and the Gemara cites another corollary to this statement. Rava says, "Imhaya katan mutal ba'arisa." Let's say the slave was an infant and it was still in its cradle, in its crib. Then yesh lo chazaka la'alter. Then we don't assume that the infant needs to have been there for 3 years in order to say that there is a valid chazaka by the slave in your possession. But rather we assert that the fact that the infant is in a cradle and it's in the person, the machzik, in the person's domain immediately, then it is a chazaka immediately, and we don't need to wait 3 years. So the Gemara says, well, why is that the case? Why do we even need to tell us this? Of course we can understand this, because a katan is unable to walk. So of course the katan's we are able to say that the katan has a chazaka immediately, because we know, unlike a slave who could walk around, this minor is in a crib. Of course, how else is he going to get there unless this new owner had purchased a slave? So says the Gemara, Pshita, isn't this obvious? Why does the Talmud even need to tell us this idea? So the Gemara says, no, the reason why the Talmud needs to tell us this idea is lo tzricha de isla ima, where the child in the crib has a mother. And therefore, since the child has a mother, what might we have said? We might have said that the mother brought the infant in the past several times to the house of the machzik, to the house of this person who is now making a claim to this infant slave. And therefore, since the mother brought the infant to this house several times, what happened was, nechosh dilma ima ailase lahasam, that maybe the mother brought it there, and therefore then the mother forgot it. So, like a slave who walked there, maybe the mother brought the infant there and forgot it. And so therefore, maybe it's not a chazakah that this person had bought the slave. The Gemara rejects that. The Gemara says it's not possible. Why? Ima lo menashia bra. A mother would not forget her child. And so therefore, the Talmud says, since a mother would not forget her child, if the infant was in the machzik's possession, it's very clearly that the machzik had bought this slave, and that's why it was there. And how do we know a mother doesn't forget her child? It's a basic idea of humanity, that a mother's love for a child is so great, it's overwhelming, and cannot be severed. As my Rebbe, Rabbi Weiss, told me, that's why the highest level of love of God for a child, of God for the Jewish people, is when God's love is compared to a mother, because a mother relationship can never be severed. And we also see from here that even though the Talmud is talking about slaves, we see the seeds of abolitionism here, because the Talmud views a slave and a child, a slave mother and a slave child, as a relationship of a mother and a child, as a human being. And so even though the Talmud is talking about in the relationship of slavery, we see that they are a mother and a child, and it is the seeds of saying we have to recognize this slave as a human being. And so even though there is a legal right to it, eventually this whole notion of slavery will, thank God, disappear from the Jewish people, and the seeds for that are recognizing the person in front of you as no less of a human being, a mother and a child.